The second bit is about the chief's compound. Now, it is not my policy. I spoke about it, announced it, but it is government policy. What it is that Akosua this year, and indeed if you followed the budget for 2026 carefully, you find that government intends to begin the implementation of the free primary health care policy, which is which was a cardinal policy proposal in our health section of our manifesto. It is something that President Obama himself spoke to on many occasions. Now, primary health care, the medical experts will tell you, often takes place in lower level health facilities. And when we talk of primary health care, we are talking about basic minor diseases, headaches, stomach aches, and non-serious ailments which require attention. Now, currently, the arrangement is such that referral facilities like district hospitals, regional hospitals, tertiary hospitals, and what have you are burdened with many of these illnesses. So normally it should be a CHIPS compound, a health center, or at most a polyclinic that handles these kinds of ailments. Now, government's policy is that going forward, starting from this year, there should be some segregation. And indeed, if you check the budget, about 1.5 billion Ghana cedis has been earmarked for that, so that these minor ailments are treated at a lower level. Now, the most basic building block in the health sector is a CHIPS compound, which ensures that this level of care is administered. There are many places in Ghana that do not have it. So, and I come from Abu Asibu Kamankese, so I know there are 265 communities, but we have less than 30 CHIPS compounds. So you see the kind of pressure that is brought to bear on the referral facility at Abu Dungwa, or the health centers that are dotted around Abakrampa and Muri. So to address this gap, government decided that the Disease Assemblies Common Fund, the disbursement of it should come with guidelines. Because, mind you, the president has also said that up to 80% of all monies accruing to the Disease Assemblies Common Fund should go to the Disease Assemblies, which is a departure from the arrangements under the MPP where disbursements were made at the center and left very little for the districts. In order that the disbursement of those funds align with government's overarching objectives like free primary health care and what have you, guidelines were sent. And in those guidelines, every assembly was directed to construct a minimum of 2 CHIPS compounds. There are 261 district assemblies. So that alone gives you another 520 CHIPS compounds. Then there are some that started under the present patient that have not been finished. If you come to AK for that, there are 2 or 3 or such which were started but got nowhere, and therefore they also have to be completed. Now, I can assure you that project is far advanced. I'm an ex officio member of the Disease Assembly at AK, so I know for a fact that if you go to a place called Nyamedom and Uhiaba, we started and are almost done with 2 CHIPS compounds. As I speak to you, the procurement process to buy hospital equipment to furnish those CHIPS compounds are underway. And indeed, we are only a matter of weeks away from commissioning. I'm sure I'll be doing the commissioning myself. So if you come to AK, you see that project is very far advanced and only weeks away from commissioning. And the same can be said for many, many districts in Ghana. And in fact, as I indicated, the local government minister, under whose auspices this initiative, because he has jurisdiction over district assemblies, will be here sometime next week. He can give you a breakdown. I've been in touch with him, and he indicates that they still are collating the specific details and data, and he will give you that. But I can assure you that it is a program that is far advanced, and it will be in fulfillment of government policy of beginning the free primary healthcare initiative this year.